When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm still cracking up about how we pulled a prank on Hannah. She was freaking out for the last 24 hours. We sent a letter to the radio station, got stamps and postage and all, and it literally was like the movie that's coming out today. I Know What You Did Last Summer is like, Hannah, you have 24 hours to reveal or we will. And Hannah has been freaking out. I will say this. Your friend AB is the reason it was only 24 hours. I wanted to do this for like weeks. Yeah. I wanted to randomly send you letters on a regular basis, Hannah. And we have them actually written. We do.
I think I have three in my purse over here.
And they just like kept getting worse and worse and worse.
I was like, Brett, she's going to think she's going to get murdered.
You guys, seriously, I was texting my family being like, I don't know that I'm going to make it home.
We got security guard Tammy up there. She would like kung fu anybody up, man. Yeah. Like, I know Tammy. She does karate and stuff. Yeah. You were good, Jake. But yeah, if you want to see the video of Hannah learning about the fake, it's up on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. But we have been messing with Hannah for at least 24 hours. I wanted to do it a whole week. The other thing I want to do is tell Hannah that I was completely and 100% right, and I have evidence to back it up and prove it. You know how we had that conversation about this week on the Brett Mega Show about, hey, is the wife wrong for telling her husband you look fat in that shirt? I have evidence that people say, I would want to know. 44% of Americans said they're fine with someone trash-talking their loved one's outfit. Here are responses that people say they would use, and they sound absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to read them to you, and you're going to be like, yes, there is no way you can possibly tell someone you look fat in that outfit. The outfit doesn't work. Here's some of them that I'll read you, and you tell me how ridiculous they sound. If I was as beautiful as you, I wouldn't care about my clothes either. Like, no, that is the biggest thing ever. Another comment people said, how about this? Try this. I've always said I love you no matter how you look. Now I know that's officially true.
That's horrible.
That's not that bad.
No, that one's bad.
No, it's not that bad.
I always wondered what you look like as a rapper in the 1990s. If you don't like their outfit,
Concerningly mad at that one.
Yeah. You look like an angel, but remember, they choose to be invisible.
That's just corny. What?
Yeah, just corny. You should try on a different size or color or style or even brand.
That is mean. I would rather someone look me in the face and say you're fat than give all the examples why you're ugly.
Or last one. I'm so lucky. After all these years, you still make me laugh when you see their outfit and the outfit doesn't work.
Wow.
There is no possible way to tell someone, I hate your shirt, you look fat. No possible way. Here are a bunch of nice ways that people say that people would share. 5 ways to tell your spouse you don't like what you're wearing by not hurting their feelings. And all of those sucked. For the worst responses I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.